have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening to our viewers of the newly launched podcast on Elation's Radio, Jot Us Alive. We have an upcoming event for girls between the ages of...
a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be. Original, not
to be refused to give up on me. How are you?
Good evening. It's Monday. Monday rolls around real quick, don't it? And here in the United States, we are on the Goddess of Life broadcast, located right here in the Midwest of St. Louis, Missouri, but globally across social media platforms and on the Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Cynthia R. Bennett. And here on this podcast, we talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect and at risk and global. I want to thank you, our viewers and our listeners, and we ask that if this podcast is helping and assisting you in any way with you and your family and your friends and your associates, the Goddess organization is asking you to take time to go to our website, thegoddess.org, or even any of our social media pages on either Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter to see the causes we raise for women and children. And while you're on those pages, those social media platform pages, we ask you to be sure to hit like and share. Hit like and share. You never know who on your timeline may run across some information that they can help others with. So we are willing to, we ask you to share this information. Information is free. So we are asking you to willingly share this information, like and share. But before we get started, I want to read the announcements. I have some couple of announcements that I have forthcoming. We're going to start with our first one. We had a couple of people who are already online, and until we get further confirmation from the CDC that we are going to go into the building. But this is tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m., and we ask that if you or you know someone that want to be a part of this week's support group station, we ask you to go to the email that is on the flyer or call the 800 number and leave your information so we will know to send you, as well as your information, your email, so we will know to forward you the link to, our developer program. We are currently in the spring developer program right now. We already have the young ladies who are excited about their apps and talking about personal finances and entrepreneurship, and we talk about social media. So this one is our summer session, which is going to be 2 weeks, and I need to update this flyer because it's Tuesday through Friday. For 2 weeks, Tuesday through Friday for 2 weeks in the summer starting June 21st. This flyer is also fundraiser. It's about fundraiser. It's called Many Shades of Chuck. We are going to be out at the 417th Street Adams Mansion in Ferguson, Missouri. If anybody knows anything about old Ferguson or the historic part of Ferguson, this is a beautiful, absolutely beautiful place. We will be there, and it is June the 11th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., dead smack in the heat of the day, in the hot part of the day. So we are going to, it's going to be a festive, fun event, many shades of Chuck. Put on whatever color Chuck tennis shoes you have. Put your shades on. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. We just ask you to come and be a part of this. We're going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres, live band. We're going to have comedians. We're going to have auction baskets. We're going to have scavenger hunts. It's just going to be, and we're going to have a survivor story because this is all what it's about. The money we're asking you for and the tickets we're selling, this is all to help women and children who have been in abusive situations or at-risk situations, such as the young lady who is going to be there to share her story. But she has a happy, very, very happy ending. I'm so elated hear that. So I want you guys to be a part of this. These tickets are going to sell out. I've already had organizations and other churches who are willing to partner with us. Okay. Also, I want you to keep in mind, October 8th, 2022, that is our walk run against abuse. That is our annual race against abuse that we have. It is going to be here at the Bell Fountain Park. But I just want to put this out here for you to mark your calendar. We will be sending information, more information about registration. It is going to start the day after the Many Shades of Chuck. The Many Shades of Chuck fundraiser is June 11th. You will get all the registration out for this race or the walk run against abuse starting June the 12th. So I wanted to share the announcements that we have. We got so many things in store for the women, for the community, to help the women with some kind of abusive relationship. That's what it's all about. It is all about that. Whatever we do, we may change the method. We may change the message as far as how we say it, when we say it, where we say it. But trust me, the ministry don't change. It has not changed. So for more information or about resources that we have out there or questions you have about any of our events that's coming up, you can visit our website at Daughter. Tonight I want to talk about something that I ran across, of course, on my feed, my news feed, femicide. Femicide. And I kind of assumed what it meant, but I read more upon it. So I thought this was something I wanted to share with our global community. That's everybody. Local, state, international, national, global. Because guess what? This abuse crosses all boundaries. It doesn't matter where you are, especially after I read this article. This is something that is in every continent. They're not being counted for. They're not being counted for. And so I want to just share more about what's going on with this epidemic. Oh, my God. It's so much going on around the world. So I like this. The reason why I know it's a global issue, because there is a statement on an website that says, why global citizens should care. We must ensure the safety of women and girls around the world by eliminating gender-based violence in its many forms, including femicide. The United Nations Global Goal 5 aims to protect women and ensure they live with equal access to health, wealth, and well-being. So the global United Nations recognize that this is a global issue. This is not a St. Louis issue. This is not a North County issue. It's just not a North County, or not just a St. Louis issue, or not just a Missouri or Midwest or United States issue. This is a global issue. It came about in 1976 by a South African activist and scholar by the name of Diane Russell. And it is the killing of a woman or a girl based on her gender. That's what femicide represents. Despite the efforts to stop gender-based violence over the past 40 years, femicide persists globally, and the violence continues to rise during COVID-19 pandemic. We've already talked about this before, about these numbers rising. According to the United Nations, in countries where homicides are decreasing, the number of women being killed is increasing. Now, you know that's a problem. Any type of homicide is a problem. But why is it that the homicide numbers are decreasing, but the number of women being killed is increasing? And we see that even in our hometown. We see that when we turn on the news and we hear all these stories about women. So what are some of the most common forms of femicide? There's some common forms. Of course, we know honor killing. That's out the door, you know, and that's when a male relative or a family member kills a woman or a girl over some kind of sexual or adulterous behavior to maintain the family honor. And we know that's normally primarily honor killing, as they call it. It's wherever it is, it doesn't make it right, whatever location it is. So, but according to the United Nations, femicide also, now this is what got me, you guys, because I didn't know this part about femicide. Femicide, according to the United Nations, femicide also includes sorcery or witchcraft-related killings, gender identity and sexual orientation-related killings, and ethnic and identity-related killings. It also includes gang-related activities, neglect, and, listen to this, lack of state action. According to the United Nations, when the state does not act, when the state fails to act, that is considered femicide. Now, I didn't say it. I'm only reading what the United Nations said. According to the United Nations, femicide also includes the lack of state action, killings of women, not doing anything. By going through all these red tapes and loopholes and nothing is getting done. The United Nations says, agree with them, but I did not pen it or coin that they did. And it says, who is most impacted by femicide? They talked about South Africa. South Africa is a gender-based declaration. They said it was ineffective because during COVID-19, they said it was hundreds, not 100, hundreds of women were murdered. Hundreds. That's 100 with S, plural. Women were murdered. That's a travesty. Latin America countries, they said 98% of femicide murders were murdered, go unprosecuted. Why is that? This is Women's History Month. But you know what? Women's History Month is every month. Every month is Women's History Month. Because we've been doing something from down through the years. We do something every day. So every month is a tribute to us. 98% in Latin American countries, 98% of femicide murders, women who've been murdered, don't even get prosecuted. Now, what's wrong with that thing? Now, we're in our backyard right now. Now I'm coming to our backyard. In the United States, it says, meanwhile, in the United States, the U.S., the number of women killed has been steadily, 48 women were killed by men. And according to the Violence Policy Center, Black and Latina transgender women are especially at risk of femicide, and this was in 2020, during the pandemic. There's an issue here with this. Gender-based, killing women, nothing's being done. As you see, I've already told you three countries, Latin America, things in Europe. There's femicide for suicide. I just read an article in Europe. The increase in femicide because women had been abused so much and so long by their intimate partners and nothing had been done, the increase of suicide has been rising in the UK because nothing is being done. They felt like they wasn't getting the help they need. They was reaching out. Nobody was helping them. They were constantly steady being abused by their intimate partner, and then because of not only the emotional and the psychological abuse, some of them said that the abuser was saying, you know, you should just go kill yourself. Of course, you know, they had put some expletives in there. Just kill yourself. Just kill yourself. And, you know, when somebody's been broken down mentally and broken down emotionally so much, they tend to feel like that person has that type of control over them because that is something that's constantly going against their psyche. You know, you can only deal with, let's have an example. If you can have water, you lay down under a faucet, and you have just a little bitty drop of water just tap on your head. It's not going to bother you. Maybe want to stay under that. That tap keeps tapping on your forehead. It's going to feel like a weight. It's going to feel like a ton of bricks, even though it is the same drop of water. It is the same measure of water that is dropping on your forehead, but over time, when it constantly keeps dropping on your forehead, it becomes a weight. It becomes like it's feeling like a ton of weight. Can you imagine somebody that's constantly talking to you and telling you and tearing down your self-esteem, tearing down your emotions, tearing down who you are, telling you you're nobody and nobody wants you, and you should just go on and die and kill yourself, and who cares? And they're constantly beating you, and you're trying to reach out to people. Same issue with these women. These women were committing suicide because of femicide. Nothing was being done. This is a travesty. This is a travesty. And that, you know, we could call it intimate partner abuse or whatever. That's another term. It's still the same. Women are being killed. Women are being killed from domestic violence. Now, they're seeing what they said in these countries, these other countries, which is something we probably could adopt. A woman who has died by some kind of suspicious or just all of a sudden died or whatever, and there is some type of history of domestic violence, They need to look at the perpetrator. They need to look at all of that stuff to see if that murder or if that homicide was domestic abuse related. Now, they call it femicide. We can call it whatever you want to call it. But those numbers are not being counted. So, therefore, all of these women who have died by the hand of a male because of their gender, because they're women, those numbers are not being accounted for. So those numbers are getting lost in the stuff. They're not, those numbers they're low, but there is more women that just not being, in our minds, that's something to watch globally. As I'm saying, when the United Nations saying globally, we need to be watching about this, that lets you know this is something that is not just low. It's broke. And that is why Jonathan is going global. That is why Jonathan has gone global, to meet the needs of anybody who's going through that. So how can we end femicide? Of course, reduce the intimate partner violence is the most effective way. Yeah, we know that. But we need some help. How can you do that? How can we reduce that? What measures can be put in place? You know, because if they're reporting, there are some things as a community we can do too. We can do that too. This is one that they said, I'm like, okay, yeah. Restrict gun access to perpetrators of intimate partners of child. If you know somebody has a history of abusing folks, why would you allow them? I know we got gun laws. I know we talk about the NRA, and we know we talk about certain political groups who are for that. But that I don't have a problem with that. My point is, why would you allow them to get the gun? We need to restrict gun access, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of these women who's being killed, they're being killed by the handgun. Weapons. We see it a lot here. We've seen it recently on multiple occasions here in St. Louis. Recently, within the last 2 years. So that's one of the ways we can end femicide. Restrict gun access for perpetrators. Right? The numbers of law enforcement mandated arrest or increase the number of law. Well, you know, we know folks ain't trying to, for some reason. We need to increase the number. We need to get training out there. We need to train our police officers. We need to train our first responders. We need to train our dispatchers. We need to train them about this femicide, about this. What can we do to decrease those numbers? Also, mandated arrest needs to be made for those violating restraining orders. Mandated arrest. Don't give them 2 and 3 or 4 times to keep violating restraining orders. Constantly putting, because you know they never stop with just that person. These are all considered protective measures against femicide. And this is by the WHO, the World Health Organization. That's global, you guys. They even recognize femicide is a gender-based violence behavior. They also recognize that this is global, all over the world. This is global. So advocates in our local communities and around the world are calling for all of the community, everybody, to step up the effort to reduce gender-based violence. Funding health and social services, yes, there's never enough money. There's never enough funding because we're constantly reaching out. We're constantly helping. We're constantly never enough because abuse, as long as abuse is out there, we're going to need funding. As long as abuse is out there, we're going to need assistance with health services. As long as abuse is out there, we're going to need assistance with social services to support women and girls who are especially crucial for this type of violence. And so we are looking for them to have health and wealth and safety. They should be able to live in a non-abusive environment. They should be able to go outside and not be afraid body, not just women, females, but men too. But today we're talking about femicide, female homicide. We're talking about that because, according to the United Nations, in countries where homicide, you only got two genders. I know we got the non-binary and all that other stuff, but I'm talking about male and female. Anatomy. We only got two. So if the homicide is going down, but yet femicide is increasing, and femicide is for females, that means homicide for male gender homicides are going down, yet female homicides are increasing. The United Nations reported that. So, you know, we got a problem. We see it every day. More resources are needed. More training is needed. More safety is needed. And living in an abusive, free environment is needed. So if you or someone you know, 1-800-799-7233. Or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-4673 in the U.S. You can reach us at Jodison, at the Jodison.org website, on our social media pages, or you can call us at 1-800-292-2145. You can also find resources in your state coalition website, or you can Google domestic violence hotlines in your prospective country. I will leave you with this. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God is saying, I am thinking good thoughts of you. I am thinking peaceful thoughts of you. I am thinking joyful thoughts of you, because I want to give you an expected end. I want to give you the end that you expect. Remember, Jodison is a community-based organization. You are our global community, our local community, our state community, our national community, our international community, every day. And with that being said, I want you to be safe, I want you to be well, and I want you to be whole. Good night.